This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and Chiropractic Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Dr. Chris Oswald, one of Canada's leading chiropractors and wellness experts, and also the creator of Professional Therapy Muscle Care. Dr. Oswald, a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back again.
It certainly is. Tell us, as an expert in your field, you've received a lot of press attention and positive feedback. Why do you think people are so drawn to you, and what is it about Dr. Chris?
I think that the differentiating feature with Dr. Chris compared to others is that I take a lot of time to communicate the benefits of what I do to every patient, and that would be, again, different for every patient, and also whether it requires certain words or certain words said a certain way, certain phrases, pictures, diagrams, whatever it happens to be, whether it even makes the, you know, helps to have the patient look at the x-rays to compare them to normal x-rays. But it's all about communication and building that trust so they fully understand what it is that you're going to do for them and what they're going to do to help themselves, and then what the outcomes are going to be in exactly what time frame.
In the last decade or so, there has been a lot of growth within the health and wellness market. Why do you think that's going on right now?
I definitely think that with easy access from all of our mobile devices, we know that even in Canada, people are spending more time on their mobile devices and iPods, iPads, etc., than they are on TV for information getting. So the accessibility of information is a big part of that. Even kids these days, my teenage kids come to me with, you know, they're following certain people on Instagram that are talking about different types of foods or wellness bars or smoothies, this sort of thing. So a big part of it is accessibility of information. And then it's also just critical mass time. There's a huge frustration, especially in the mechanical aches and pain world, because we know that even though there's all kinds of people out there treating back pain, for example, the incidence of back pain is on the rise. So what it means is that whatever's been going on isn't going on in the best way that it can to help the individuals. So there's more and more pain, and they're frustrated. They're looking for answers, and that's why people like me tend to be doing that much better in times like these.
You talk a lot about new pain. Tell us what's new pain and what's changed.
All right. We define new pain as static muscle loading, which means sitting. More people are sitting. There's less and less playing of games as kids. There's less and less work around the farms. There's less and less physical injuries. There's more and more static loading issues, which means we get stiffer, we get tighter, and even sitting's been coined the new smoking because it's proven that sitting causes degeneration or aging of the spine. And if you're aging or degenerating the spine, you're affecting the nervous system and the well-being of the body. And what you're doing is you're getting more illness behavior patterns as well as more pain patterns. So we tend to say that the mechanical practitioner who teaches and connects the dots for the individual that's got neck pain or carpal tunnel syndrome or contraction in the shoulder muscles that's causing numbness and tingling down their arms and hands or back pain that's causing pain into their legs that's seriously affecting their well-being. The more that we can help them connect the dots and understand that what they're doing day to day is infringing on that area functioning properly. We teach them about movement. We teach them more about stretching and then doing that much more to help themselves and offset or reset what they've been doing to their body's muscle, tissue, tone all day long.
Good information. Today we're joined by Dr. Chris Oswald, one of Canada's leading chiropractors and wellness experts, and also the creator of the Professional Therapy Muscle Care, here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Chiropractor Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Chris, what's the biggest mistake people are making today when it comes to their well-being?
I think that they're going, as we said before, from a static or sitting position. Oftentimes, they're trying to exercise, but exercise too aggressively. And then because the muscles are so shortened and so stiff, they're actually creating more insults to the muscles and to the joints, creating more pain problems, setting them back even further. And I think the biggest mistake is not stretching enough. I stretch a half an hour every day in the shower before I get up and get going. I want to feel the way I did the day before. It's about resetting ourselves to the way we functioned and felt and moved the day before in order to stay young and functional and healthy.
Very well said. And what's the best choice that you've made in your life so far, and what's the worst?
I think that the best choice is actually being a doctor and having a chance to help and change the lives of over 10,000 patients in the last 26 years, and also learn so much about life from my patients that helped me become a better person. And the worst is the same. It's becoming a chiropractor and taking care of people, because it's hard to disengage. It becomes your whole life, and it's very hard to separate that from everything else that I have to do to be a balanced father and husband, etc. But it's the path I chose, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I can totally understand that and where you're coming from there. How about telling our listeners, if you would, before you go, where they can get more information, and also how they can be in contact with you as well?
Absolutely. I mean, if they're in the Toronto area, they can come to visit us on our website for the practice at the Center for Fitness, Health, and Performance.com or CFFHP.com. And if you'd like to find out more information about Muscle Care, our natural, scientifically proven pain reliever, anti-inflammatory, and muscle relaxant, that would be Muscle Care. And you can get that at our website, www.getmusclecare.com.
Very good. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway for the listeners that have tuned in today?
I think that, again, the new pain is based on too much sitting or too much inactivity, especially with looking down at our phones with our head tilted forward, creating a tremendous amount of neck tension. We want to work on our posture. I think yoga is a fantastic way to improve posture and flexibility based on what we do to ourselves all day. Keep our blood pressure and our heart healthier by not having to pump through these tight muscle tissues all day and last longer. So my notion or my suggestion for people is to stretch and move more.
Well, thanks so much for that great information. Dr. Oswald, certainly has been good to connect with you once again, and thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to talking to you again.
You got it. We've been speaking with Dr. Chris Oswald, one of Canada's leading chiropractors and wellness experts, and also the creator of Professional Therapy Muscle Care. To learn more about Dr. Chris's crusade against pain, muscle care, or Dr. Chris's stretch guide, visit getmusclecare.com, or you can follow him on Twitter simply @muscle_care. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management and Chiropractic Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.